Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for the Tuesday of the second week of Easter. Can you imagine? Can you even imagine what it must have been like for these people so many centuries ago that the grave was empty? It was not to be found in a sense. And brothers and sisters, these whole few days are absolutely miraculous. And they were such for your salvation and mine, for your soul and mine. Brothers and sisters, these should be days of great rejoicing and gratitude, times of particularly asking, not even asking God, but telling God how grateful you are to him for what he has given you. He laid down his life for you, not for billions, for you and you and you. He knows each of us by name. He knows everything about us, and he loves us. And if at some point you've turned away from the Lord, this is the time to come before him and say, Lord, help me. Help me to turn a corner here. Or help me to turn around and come back to you. He loves us. And I want this to be a season of joy for as many people as possible. So let's unite ourselves even more. Pray for all those who listen for this program and all those that they know. Let's just pray that God would turn the hearts of those who are cold or tired or hard or obstinate, turn their hearts toward you, that they may know your love, that they may know your mercy. That's who our God is. Let's take a look now at the first reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 to 37. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own. Can you imagine that? They all came together. They gave everything to one another and received from others. They had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, a selected son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, and then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. How close are you in your hometown? In the church, the parish that you go to, how close are you? How willing are you to do good things for others? Reach out through the power of God's resurrection and ask, I've said this to you before, but I want to emphasize it even more during this season, this Easter season. Please look around in your neighborhood, in your parish, your school, wherever you may be, and ask the Lord, is there someone here who is in need? Or if it's obvious that someone is in need, go to them. You don't maybe have very much time, but you can always pray for them. Go to them and ask them, is there something I could do or someone I could get to help with you with something you need? We need to become a community again. Honestly. Not just, I saw her in church a couple weeks ago, or I saw her just this past Sunday, or he comes maybe in the middle of Mass, etc. Do we realize what we're doing? The Lord Jesus died that you and I might live. And I want every Catholic, especially in this country, to know, to really know what he has been given or she has been given, and spend your life offering thanksgiving in one way or another, asking God to bless the people around you. This is what we need to do. We need, in a certain way, to become a living community again. You say, oh, well, we have bazaars and we have these events, but how much do we care for one another? How much do we reach out to one another? How much do we pray for one another? Let's take a look at that and say, how can I, in my parish, reach out? It may be simply, it may be simply to pray. But many times people are in need. Ask God if he wants to use you. This is the body of Christ. And if it needs to be rebuilt, let our generation rebuild it, because we need to care more for one another. Psalm 93 tells us, the Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is King, in splendor robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old. For everlasting you are, O Lord. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. And the Alleluia verse before the gospel tells us, the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Son of Man must be lifted up. And who's going to lift him up? Part of that responsibility is you and me, to honor him, to praise him, to pray, to truly see him as your Lord and your Savior. Because each of us, brothers and sisters, each of us is going to stand before him one day. Each one of us. And what will God say to you? Please listen to me. Please pay attention. Just start with one thing. One thing, maybe to say a decade of the rosary while you're driving. It may be being kind to your husband or wife. Both are tired after a long day's work and you have small children. Be kind. Be kind. Even in fatigue, be kind. Please, brothers and sisters, because God is made known through us in many ways in this life. Here, God is made known if we're open. I don't mean go out and preach. I mean live the gospel. Live it. So the people would say to you, where did that come from? How did you do that? I don't mean miracles. I just mean going out beyond your own little horizon and reaching out to another. And the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 7 to 15, says this. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can this happen? Jesus answered and said to him, you are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Do you know, we don't have to work miracles unless God asks that of us. But what we do is to be a sign of his presence by the way we live, by the way we act, by the way we love, by the way we teach, by the way we hope, whatever our circumstances are. There are many more ways. But we want to be a people who testify to Jesus. Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." All of us have a part to play. Oh, well, he wouldn't be interested or she wouldn't be interested. Just tell people that God loves you. I often say that when I've been in a conversation with somebody and I'm about to leave. I just say, God loves you. I love you, but God loves you. Please, brothers and sisters, let us spread who God is. He is love. And let our very hearts proclaim him, and our actions proclaim him, and our speech proclaim him. I've said this before, I don't know about you, but I want to see all of you in heaven with me, and I'm praying that I will get there, absolutely. But let us love him with all our heart, because he won't miss one word of what we say. And if we're speaking of our love for him and desiring to draw closer to him and speaking of it to others, he will hear us. He could hear what's in your own heart, but he also hears you in your conversations. This is the Easter season, and we want the Lord to reign. We want him to be exalted. And it starts in each of our own hearts. It starts in each of our own hearts. So I ask you, and I would love to hear from you on this, I ask you to think about that. Pray about it. Ask the Lord, is there someone that I could be kinder to than I am? Is there someone I could be more merciful? Is someone ill? Am I there to help them? May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.